Okay, we better get going here. We're 4 minutes late, and I'm going to blame Andy on that. So
it wasn't my fault this time.
We know, Andy. Don't worry.
Anyway, welcome everybody out. We're a little short on numbers, so we can't vote on any monies or passing anything, but we can still go through and get some planning done, those type of things. I can understand why we're short on numbers. This is the time of year to play. And I think if we're patient enough, summer will get here eventually. Now, I'm not going to promise that, but...
At least for one day.
Yeah.
No complaints about the rain.
No, can't complain about the rain at all.
Unless you
have
to get mad before, right?
Then
you can complain.
Boy, yeah, that's pretty sticky stuff. Anyway, welcome to those of you who are here, and we'll get moving on the meeting here. First thing we need to do is approval of minutes. I've read those. I never find anything wrong, and everybody else does. So are there any changes to be made on the minutes?
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay. Motion to approve the minutes. Need a second on that?
No second.
Any opposed? Okay. We'll go with those. Committee members, Terry, bicycles, anything going on in that world?
Well, Mecca had there. We had our festival last weekend, and I think it turned out pretty darn good. We didn't get rained out. We had 52 participants, and we had at least 6 kids under the age of 11, which means they ride and eat for free. We fed everybody from Friday evening through Sunday morning, and we used 7 different vendors throughout our county, so we didn't just focus on one. We spread it around. Friday morning, we met with the Forest Service, and we had trail work on Little's Creek, and we provided lunch for everyone that showed up, and we had about 30 people show up, and we got a lot done. I'm sure Josh is going to talk a little bit about that. Saturday, this is the first time up here since we brought it to this end of the county. We had 4 rides scheduled. We went to Humbug, Cedar Mountain, West Wedge, and Little's Creek, and all 4 rides had people riding. So we just had people spread out everywhere, which was awesome. And thanks to the BLM for letting us get into the dinosaur quarry. I think a lot of people took you guys up on that. We had lots of pictures. People had a lot of fun with the dinosaurs out there, and kids posing in front of the dinosaurs making faces and stuff.
Yeah,
so
look at the Facebook page if you want to see the pictures. There's all kinds of pictures of dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs out there. So
people kissing them. And
so I think everybody enjoyed that. So I think it was a great success. There's no place like the Buckhorn RV Park in my mind to have the festival. We saw the kids were out playing on the grass and the adults, and we just had a great time over there, and it's the perfect spot to have the festival.
Host it.
And then starting this week, Mecca is joining up with the Southeastern Utah Health Department and Emory County Law Enforcement, and we're traveling around to 5 of our 6 elementaries and putting on bicycle rodeos to teach our kids bicycle safety on the road.
Cool.
And we start tomorrow at Castledale, and we go Thursday to Green River, and then next week, the schedule's out of my mind, I can't remember.
Yeah, me too.
2
right
next
there.
Week and 1 the following week, so we'll be all biked out by time we're done with May.
I have one question for you. In my mind, I can't make a Humbug bicycle trail. Where do you ride that?
I just rode the road. It's not a trail.
No,
and of course, you know, out on the desert is all we have is the good water, so they just ride. We're only allowed to ride on the legal motorized roads, so I'm not sure where they went. They parked at the top of the hill, and they just rode out and back. It was the beginner's ride, and we had children on the ride and people that don't really want to ride a lot but want to get out and do something.
And then in
the Humbug, we included the quarry. So everybody that went to the Humbug also stopped by the quarry
that
and played there.
So I think they just went to the top of the
Yeah, just so it's
that's where they were talking about going. But they didn't ride very far. They got up the top and went across the flat there to it.
Yeah.
So.
They just did a small, short ride.
That's where they had the kids.
Yeah. Kids and people, beginner riders or people that didn't want to ride a lot.
Yeah, and I can see where the quarry would be kind of a neat thing to come back
yeah.
to. Okay, thank you, Terry. Anything else?
Not for Mecca.
Okay. Rod, Don's not here. Equestrian. Just scattered all over, huh?
He wanted me to talk about the river trail and working with BLM on the trail along the river up towards Cane Wash, and that was a really good work day. Got a lot done. I was hoping you had your video to show everyone.
I can have it real quick if you want me to.
Yeah, I'd love for everybody to see
that video.
How, because we had the state trails. We had, what was his name from state trails?
Nathan Conder.
Yeah, we had Nate.
Came down for
BLM,
that project.
And quite a few people on horseback. And then the next day we did a group ride up that same trail, and we had 12 people on our group ride that we did.
That video's gone across the country a few times.
Yeah.
That video also got posted on the Backcountry Horsemen of America's national
page. So it's gone. And when they do that, all the local chapters from or states from wherever they are reposted again.
And then I think someone else was out there and said that trail's just been very heavily used since you guys fixed it and stuff. So
Wayne, yeah, he said there's been a lot of use.
So it was a good fix and a good time.
Yeah,
yep.
That's the longer video.
That's okay.
That's, what you want?
That's okay.
Or do you want
it's a good video because it shows the campground and everything.
Because I can get to the Facebook one too.
Did they ride down through the box?
If you can, if mine can handle it, I can handle it.
It scares them very bad.
I got nobody bugged up.
Got
so much
better. There you go.
They got used to it.
That's the spot we worked on before we worked on it.
Yeah, it's very narrow.
Well, she would fit right in with them today.
Trail backcountry worked on was that steep one up and over. Tracy Adley smiled all the way across.
Sad but true, that's high water, right?
For this year.
Yeah, for this year.
There's Andy's big fish. Look at that fish.
Kids are posing with Axel's fish.
I saw him bringing that in.
Is that the one this weekend? Those pictures you had?
We just caught that fish a couple days ago in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
The ending of that one wasn't near as good as the Behind the Reef one.
Yeah, not quite as good.
Seems like every place we go, mountain, desert, any place in between, we run into tamarisk bushes. Is that the county shrub, or what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Those things can grow anywhere. Anywhere at all. Thanks, Andy. That's a pretty good one. Right. Anything else Don wanted to cover, or you can think of, Rod?
No, that's all he just wanted to... Go over okay. That river trail ride and with the BLM, and we don't have anything else really planned this year. Mostly just cleaning trails through the forest and grants all done and in.
That cutting out's a full-time thing in our forest, isn't it?
Yep. And it sounds like going to do some packing up on the Wasatch Cache.
Yeah, we might help do some packing with the High Uintas, Backcountry Horseman Group. They pack in for Forest Service doing trail cleaning and work in the high the wilderness of the High Uintas. And so some
cool.
of us that want to help may go in and do a few trips helping them pack some stuff.